It's not a garden hose, Joel.
Well, no, I just thought maybe it would cause some
maybe
sound. No, see. Lines.
Never heard.
It was blocking 107.7.
Did you guys really have radio contact?
Yeah.
With the mixer in the middle of
the... Yeah, the mixer will fuck with stuff. Huh. It's probably playing a little bit of it right now if you're listening loud enough.
Don't listen too loud.
Woohoo, listen to that.
I used to live by an airport. My stereo would pick up.
Really? Like aircraft traffic control?
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
I didn't have any music playing. I turned all the way up.
Nice.
It was an old stereo that was from like the 70s.
That's pretty cool. Huh. I listen to that all the time.
Hook Field.
I don't know what that means.
It's Belton Airport.
I should probably know what that means. I live in that area for a while.
Oh, did you? Yeah. I lived in that trailer park across the street.
From Hookfield.
Don't know. Where the Pismo Spence
at. I don't know that either.
Trailer you know park. That rock?
Yeah, I do know the rock.
Yeah,
okay.
It's right next to that.
Really? Okay. Alright.
South of it.
I know what you're talking about.
That must be a notable rock.
Yeah.
What rock?
I don't know.
It's a rock.
It's definitely
a random rock.
Yeah.
Good one.
No, just I know where it's at.
Right.
Nothing special.
Right. Never mind.
Yeah, but I know the rock.
Chris Rock.
I don't know.
Oh, you want to try something crazy? I don't think it's gonna work.
All right.
I think here's the idea.
Here's the idea.
Because hopefully explaining the idea will be funny. Because the idea itself, I'm gonna stop talking bad about the idea. So, none of us have any, have ever taken any improv classes.
Don't make an ass out of you and me.
It's true.
Who's taking an improv class here?
Somebody in this room has potentially taken an improv class in this
I wish I knew who.
I know who. We all know who, right?
Well, I know everybody in the room, but I don't know which one of you has ever taken an improv class.
I think I know.
I do, too.
It's not me, is it?
I think
is
so.
It?
It might be you.
Is it, Joel?
I don't think I've ever...
All right, my bad. Okay, go ahead. I don't want to... I don't want to...
What, your plan...
That was just a theater arts. That was just a comedy sports class.
No improv. Read your lines.
So,
isn't that all comedy?
We would get improv'd.
Well, it was like a like.
And did you say comedy sports class?
Yeah. Comedy sports.
Okay. So I'm with you on that.
It was not improv. It was comedy sports.
Made fun of sports.
No. It was just like
played them humorously.
There were like two teams, like a red and a blue team, right? This was in the class, right?
Yeah.
And so, like the teams were teams, like they were all together. And so they were competing against each other. That's the sport aspect of it. And then the comedy aspect of it was they would, like, the coach or the audience, when we all graduated, would yell out, like, sandwiches, right?
Yeah.
And then we would just, like, riff and just, like, have fun with it and try to be as funny as we could. And then the next team would come up. And we learned how to do that, like... Just
like debate team,
effective rules, right? A
okay,
lot like
yeah,
debate
okay,
team,
yeah.
You don't know what's exactly
yeah,
going to
okay,
happen.
Yeah.
You have to know how to respond.
You got to say something
to whatever, right?
You got to say something,
so,
or do something, whatever.
And then the other team would come up and they would do the same thing, but not with sandwiches. Usually, depending on the crowd, right?
Socks.
We have a very creative coach, so okay. a lot of sandwiches,
different kinds of sandwiches.
If he was not too drunk,
Reuben,
right, exactly.
Reuben sandwich.
But that could turn into Reuben Studdard. You don't know. You know what I mean?
Oh, just like, Reuben. Okay.
If that's what Matt yelled out, that was the suggestion was Reuben.
Specifically in the sandwich genre.
You're
going
to need
genre.
To qualify. When
I saw a subcategory under sandwich, Reuben.
Okay. So like a sandwich night at the comedy sports.
Most nights
you
were,
could yell
right?
out Ruben. Right. Okay. So yeah.
Monte Cristo. What do you got?
A sexually prolific count? Or no. Broke out of jail. Something.
Cut off his ear?
Right? That guy.
Yeah.
Comedy sports.
Ha!
Who's winning?
Everybody's losing. Everybody, that's the key to comedy sports. Everybody loses. Nobody wins.
Yeah,
with comedy sports.
Hammond's was on Rye.
That was the name of one of the improv groups that came to the comedy sports place, but it was a different thing.
I've got seeds stuck in my teeth. Is that the other one?
That was another. They competed sometimes on sandwich nights. So none of us has ever taken an improv class.
I don't believe so.
I've had a comedy sports.
Not it.
So, but they have, like, that's sort of what we're doing, right? Like, that's the jazz element.
I think so, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
a little bit.
Off the cuff, whatever. Like, whatever comes up, there's no...
Somehow stretch literally zero content into 6 hours.
Right.
7 hours of content, yeah.
A list of, quote, suggestions, you know? Quote.
You could call it that, yeah.
Suggestions.
If you will.
So, there's these games that the improv people have, but we don't have any improv training, so I don't really know how these work.
Okay.
But I wrote down some games.
Okay.
And I'll see if I can find a good one now.
All right.
I should line that up.
Way to be prepared.
I was looking at it earlier, and then I was like, this is stupid.
Not the time.
This is so stupid.
No, it's seventh hour shit. That's all.
Save that. Those ideas run deep. All right.
Did you ever
off the top of my head, backwards interview. Austin, we sometimes do interviews on this show.
A little bit.
And you are a common questioner.
Fuck you.
Well, I'm not even, like,
okay.
I'm just, whatever.
Okay.
So the way it would work is, you're interviewing somebody, whatever. And that, like, you end up with, thank you for, like, you would start it off with something along the lines of, like, you know what I mean? And then I make my, if I were the person being interviewed, I would make my, like, and that's why, blah, blah, blah. And, like, you're, like
so
that.
So, start with, there's no way in hell I'm going to hire you after you told me that.
Ooh, backwards job interview.
Oh, you just meant an interview.
Is that a weird thing to say in a job interview?
Yeah, definitely.
So we broke it already. That one didn't work.
I'm a little confused of what backwards means in this.
Well, you don't say the words. At first, I thought that would mean that you have
ease
to
out, like,
do that thing, but you don't have to do that thing.
Okay.
It just starts with, like, say I was former Vice President Al Gore.
Okay.
Right? Or say you were former Vice President Al Gore.
Okay.
And I was a guy interviewing you on TV. I would be like, thanks for swinging by and giving us the skinny on the world dying, Al.
Oh, well.
This is such and such from Channel News 14 signing the fuck out. You know what I mean? And then you would say,
I think sometimes when you say things like that, the internet was just a thing that happened, and it just came to me one day, and then it seemed silly that people would be interested in making communications like this, but, you know, it was the 60s, so what are you going to do? And that's essentially how I came up with Google as well.
Now, as the developer of the internet,
yeah.
How does an idea like that take hold, and was it in any way connected to your later idea of Google?
Well, I had some buddies sitting around, and then they got farther away, and I was like, hey, and they couldn't quite hear me, and I was like, hey, and they still couldn't quite hear me, so I, like, the old Canon string trick. But then I ran out of string, and so I used different string, basically, and plugged it in my house and said, hey, and they could totally hear me. And I said, what are you doing? And they're like, BLT. I'm like, that sounds tasty. I was like, can you send me the ingredients to a BLT? He's like, no, can't do it. It's like, man, there should be somewhere to look for the ingredients of a BLT. So I thought about it. Somewhere somebody knows. Type this thing into a box. And just randomly press some letters, really. But it spelled out a word called, that we now everybody fucking knows, it's Google. You know, just searching for a BLT. I didn't understand how to make it.
So the rumor surrounding your development of the internet goes something like, as a child, you worked with tin cans after understanding spatial relationships.
People got farther away. I wanted to keep on talking. I had a message just spread.
Then you realized that there were phones, but the only message that you could send over that was audio. Then...
Hey.
You invented Google. How much of that is true?
90%, I'd say. The 10%, no.
You're answering the question that I just asked.
God damn it.
Not backwards.
I just got shot in the head, didn't I?
Yeah, I think that's how they end that stuff. They're a violent group, improv people. Constantly committing homicide. I didn't even know if I was who I was interviewing there. And I also realized that, like, oh, I just have to put all the shit that you say into a question.
Yeah.
Because right. I'm in you the super easy job.
Unless Boston really baits you badly for...
Man. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's some element of it, too. I don't understand it, though. Improv.
That's a little tough.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Just listening to it, honestly...
Because in that region, like, of the world...
Painful.
It wasn't painful, but it was like, fuck. I gotta, like, really think about this. Also, I'm kind of drunk. Did you have really small handwriting?
Yeah, I like to pack it in there.
Yeah, I know. That's what I hear.
And feel.
Oh, this is one that could go on for like a whole episode, right?
We got time.
Three rules. It's almost like a fucking
drinking game.
But
you can't say the anymore.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I just wrote down something about three rules. I wrote three rules and underlined it, and then wrote beside that something about three rules. So I'm not sure if that's a full explanation.
No breathing.
Short show.
I'm out.
No microphones.
Wow.
Improves the show significantly.
Yeah, that's probably true. Yeah.
There's backwards interview again.
She wrote it twice.
Oh yeah, this is sort of a game that I played one time.
Comedy sports class.
In comedy sports class. Just free association.
All right.
Uh-oh. Psychological. This motherfucker. We're doing war shacks next.
But I think that, like...
We're kind of stealing somebody else's bit, but...
It's kind of...
Who? A stolen Explain bit, too. Non-Austrio's doing it, too.
I don't think you can, like, steal.
Right now. Yeah, I don't know if you can either.
I don't think you can. Yeah, that's
what it is. Wait, what was it? Word association?
Just free association, but yeah.
Alright.
I'm up for it.
Should we set, like... Should there be, like, a... We'll freely associate for 2 minutes... Yes.
Wait, are we not freely associating for the last 6 hours?
Is there a...
Good point.
Is there a word limit? Like, does one person say a word and another person say
No
a
longer
word?
Than a phrase. How about that?
That works.
Just goofing around.
How we roll.
Man, Joel used to do this in the car, I think.
I don't really want to talk about the things that you and Joel used to do in the car.
That's longer than a phrase. I already started the timer.
I had to wear one of those anal rape condoms with the stickers.
With stickers?
Not stickers. The pins.
Yeah, free association sucks, too.
You weren't into it anymore?
Huh?
Because you weren't into it anymore?
No, it was because, you know, never was.
Yeah. Hemorrhoids.
Ouch. That's a bad one.
Bad Juan is a good margarita.
Yum.
Yum Corp.
KFC.
Pizza slot.
Calzones. Puzzones. Fuck. Puzzones.
Thought it was Pizzones.
P-zones, yeah.
To be zones.
T-zone.
Mr. T?
Tea bag.
Tea party.
Tetons.
Mountains.
Dolly Parton.
Titties.
Country.
Bumpkin.
Overalls.
October.
Sky.
Airplanes.
Clouds.
Fluffy.
Falafel.
Oh, yum.
Yum Corp. Wait a minute.
Surprised that's a Mid-Eastern food.
What?
Falafel? It's from like Iraq, right?
Something.
It's tasty.
It is.
Yep. You've never had falafel?
I don't think so. That's my knowledge.
Missing out.
We should fix that on the California trip, dude.
I'm sure we can find some.
I got a falafel at a falafel stand in California.
There you go.
Where at?
Keep your eyes out.
Yeah.
What street?
Shit, I don't remember. I want to say
we're
going to
be in California.
Central, like real soon.
Central towards the north.
Okay.
Like near a beach.
Not,
beaches there,
not
right?
Not central and toward the south.
No,
that's
central
good,
towards
we were
the middle.
Planning on avoiding that.
Yeah.
Towards the west. Because there's water, beach, ocean there, I think. Right. I think it's an ocean.
It was on the corner of Crenshaw.
I hear the traffic on that street's really bad.
Mm-hmm.
Often packed and full of cars.
Dude, you guys weren't joking. This chair sucks.
It wasn't a lie, man.
Like, literally, the first 2 hours was fine. And I was like, fuck.
Yeah, it'll get you.
It's been a non-standing up show. It's kind of surprising.
It makes me want to stand.
Yeah, Joel's usually standing for half a show.
That's creepy.
Little way to be an asshole. Stand for half the show. Sew alarms into clothes. Did we already do that one?
I don't think so. Sewed something else into clothes. Like,
hair?
Just real quick. I think you just drop a little alarm on somebody. Like the fucking ones that make you go off, like when you leave the mall stores.
Sure.
Walmart.
Sure. Oh, I see what you're saying.
There you go. Pry open the fucking DVDs. Tear out that little tag that makes those things go off.
Yeah.
Just stick it on people.
There you go.
Like, no, I'm not stealing DVDs. I'm just fucking with people.
You guys remember that movie? I think it was called Who's That Girl? Had Madonna in it. Not that I watched it, because I didn't.
I remember its existence.
Well, anyways,
I don't think I ever saw it.
I can't remember the name of it. She owned a cougar. Like literally a cougar.
Another old lady that was once hot or something?
She might have owned one of those, too.
Yeah. Likes young dudes.
But she was like this bad chick, right? And this dude had to look after her. And she's in a CD store. She puts a CD in somebody's purse. She's getting ready to walk out. She's got all these, like, stolen CDs. So when the alarm's going off, she just walks out.
Right.
Smooth move.
After her.
I'm trying to think, what's the name of that first cow? The Judas cow?
The Judas cow?
Yeah. You know how, like, factory farming, they have to get them all to go into the into the kill shoots. And nope, so they have one cow that they never kill.
This cow keeps going. He's like, nothing bad happens to me.
And they just, yeah, they pull him out, and then they're into a line, and they're all following each other, and it just forces itself.
Nice.
Nice. It's good thinking.
It is good thinking.
It's known as the Judas cow?
That's what I heard. That's the first time and only time I've heard that term. That's how I heard it.
I'm going to try to work it into my vernacular.
Dude, you're being such a Judas cow right now.
I feel like I'm about to die.
Does you betraying me?
You are leading me into evil.
30 pieces of silver. Yes. For his services.
Has a tough time picking up the bag, though.
And then hangs himself afterwards. And his guts
spill out. They use them over and over, I think.
No opposable thumb. Can't hang himself.
Hey, do you guys remember that cow in Cincinnati that got loose like years back?
Recently, though.
And it was like... fucking roaming around Cincinnati, they could never catch it.
I don't think so.
How would you not be able to catch a cow? Like, it's
well,
cow.
They couldn't find it. It was like hiding out in the woods.
Nice.
And Marge Schott wanted to adopt it and shit. Remember that?
Oh, Marge. I don't remember that.
Yeah, we were just talking about that the other day.
Not large Marge.
And then she died.
She might have hated Jews, but she loved cows.
She loved that cow. Hated Jews.
Only the white parts of it, though.
Wasn't her dog's name Hitler?
Probably.
Is that right?
Hitler the dog. It's a pretty good little way to be an asshole is just release a bunch of cows in the town. Anywhere, really.
Well, that Double D Ranch, is that the name of it?
Mm-hmm.
In Monroe? They have buffaloes. I don't know if they still do. But those things got out like periodically, nice. Man. And they'd have to, like...
This isn't a strip club?
Nope.
Yeah, it's not.
Come on.
That's Bristol's, man. That don't exist anymore.
I thought that was next to the Double D.
It is. It's close to the Double D. All right. Yeah. Actually, the dude that owns the Double D is that cocaine pastor of Solid Rock.
Oh, who isn't?
Yep.
Oh, that's the guy?
Yeah,
that's
we talked guy. About that right. a bunch.
Smuggling and horses.
Yep.
Lit that Jesus on fire.
Yep.
All coked up.
Jesus on fire.
Burn, Jesus, burn!
So bright.
But yeah, these things were just roaming Monroe, man. Like, they had to round them up in the football field.
Nice. Play a little cow chip bingo while you're at it. You know, yeah, hey, we're exactly. already here.
Kids play on that field. You shouldn't let cows.
My little cousin played football on that field. My uncle played on that field
sometimes
back in the 80s.
Sometimes his mouthpiece falls out, and then he just fucking puts it back in immediately. Don't play cow pie bingo. The perception of those rural towns is already bad enough. Don't make
I think that only improves
shit.
It. Come on. You don't get that in
well,
New York.
They vote Republican, but at least they make their kids eat shit.
Got that going for them.
Maybe they're not as bad as I thought. Maybe my liberal friends are wrong.
Did I ever tell you about how our football stadium at UC got its name?
No, you didn't.
Back in the 20s or 30s, Nippert, whoever that guy is, he's rich. Was rich. I don't know. He's dead now. His grandson... played football for UC. And back in the day, they used the steel cleats or the... You know what I'm talking about?
Uh-huh.
Well, I guess the day before, they had chicken races on the football field. And...
Why wouldn't they?
Usually.
Exactly.
What else are you going to do on Saturday?
So I guess...
Friday.
This dude got stepped on with a cleat that had chicken shit on it, and that's how he died. And his grandfather, like, donated money to the stadium in memory of him.
So thanks for killing my kid.
Yeah.
Chicken races there.
Can you imagine that?
Here's enough money to build a stadium.
Death by chicken shit.
That's pretty weird.
By a metal
cleat. No chicken was that deadly. Chicken shit was that deadly.
If it gets in your bloodstream, apparently it is.
I guess there's not much you can put in your bloodstream that's good for you.
You can put water in your bloodstream and shit can kill you.
Just not air. Oh, wait. Water's bad,
saw
too?
Saw a Lifetime movie on that once.
On water?
Well, it was like spit, but...
It's hard to spit in
Lawnmower Man.
Well, it was like her son was hooked up to an IV in a hospital. He was sick. She had like
he was healthy
syndrome. So she kept spitting in the IV to like keep making him sick.
Keep making him sick. Yeah. And Munchausen's is fucked up.
Yeah. It's weird.
Like, I'm gonna fuck up my kids just so I get attention.
What's the one where you identify with your captors?
Stockholm.
There it is. Oh, thank nice. You.
Different city.
close to Munchausen.
Down the road.
Variation.
It's like 200 miles.
If you were doing syndrome night at an improv club, people would know what you meant if you yelled out Stockholm.
Definitely.
They wouldn't start improving about the city.
Or Ruben.
I
Ruben
think they would. Stockholm, that's in Sweden, right? I think.
Fuck those guys.
I thought train noise.
You have to insert noises, dude. I don't think these new mics are picking it up.
Probably not.
That's a good thing, though. Right? That's why we got the new mics.
Yeah, probably.
Good ambiance. We have to pipe in rainforest noises now.
So we got a coffee shop. Where else could we get ambiance that would work now that we know?
You know, we talked about bowling alley, too. That'd be pretty sweet.
That'd be too loud, though.
What's the matter?
The louder the better. Go to a junkyard right next to a metal shredder.
What about during a thunderstorm? That might be.
We've had it during rain. Not necessarily.
Situation or garage situation, yeah. Not a roof situation.
Probably not a roof situation.
Yeah.
I don't know how well it picks up, too.
Yeah.
Your physics teacher having this thing to say about what you get if you sit out in a rainstorm and do a podcast?
Maybe.
Did Lovely. That come up?
Yeah. You're pretty fucking wet. What he said.
Yeah. All right, well, just, you know, one for two.
Honestly, though, all I did during that class, this is what I did. She had, like, G3 Macintoshes set up. That's how long ago it was. And I would play SimCity 2000.
Nice.
Class.
And then I would just copy all my work off other people. Because we had groups, you know. And I got like a B in that fucking class, dude. And, you know, I kind of paid attention a little bit. So, Physics 2, you had to have, like, recommended. So I asked her. I was like, hey, you know, will you recommend me for Physics 2?
Nice.
She's like, yeah, sure.
Whatever,
dude. First week in that class, I had to drop that shit.
Nice.
I was like, I have no idea what's going on.
This doesn't look like SimCity at all.
Yeah.
I'm in residential zones, and I'm still failing.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I got
fuck?
Pretty far in that fucking game, then. I was building, like, Arcos and shit. Like,
nice.
Yeah, anybody's familiar.
Oh, yeah. No problem.
Very familiar.
But did you guys ever have the Exodus happen? If you built too many of those things, all of a sudden it says the Exodus is here.
Huh.
And they start taking off, dude.
Nice.
I have seen that.
And it freaked me out. Huh. I was like, fuck.
That's how you win, isn't it?
Pretty much.
No, I think, like, you lose or something.
Huh. You still get to play.
Yeah, you still get to play, but you got to rebuild all that shit. Yeah. It's like,
that's cool. You got to see him take off.
Yeah, it was kind of cool.
Yeah.
But.
Movement of your people.
She also had Snort a Bug's Life game. Remember that?
A what?
That one. Bug's Life.
No, I didn't play that one.
The animated
something film? Like that. It was like Insect Life. You're a bug. I hated it.
I played a couple bug games. They've been pretty cool.
Really?
Like a flying around as a bee game. It was pretty cool. Just little and flying around big shit.
Yeah, this was like Ladybug or something. Just like hopping around.
Sounds way worse than SimCity.
Yeah, it was.
I think you made the right choice.
Yeah. Definitely had to pick the SimCity.
I can understand missing physics class for SimCity. Without any doubt, I can understand that.
And I don't
Not
really
for bug
know.
Game.
I don't know how she got those computers, though, because we didn't really use them for class. And she also had an airport, like one of the first airports, you know, like the UFO-looking ones.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like, I still, to this day, don't know why she had those computers. We never used them.
Hoarded up for them, probably. She hot?
No.
My physics teacher was super hot.
Fucking apparently a busy train spot for the past 10 minutes.
Telling you, it's the new guy.
Yep.
Woohoo! Hong Kong!
Brought all the trains with him.
I love this job.
They love me.
You guys want to talk more about me getting more single every day?
How are you getting more single? How could you be any more single than you are right now?
There'll be paperwork to be done, but
okay.
At least that. The only time I see ladies is driving around, probably.
That's how you know he's a good dude, is he still refers to them as ladies.
When he really means whores. Deep in his heart.
Cum dumpsters.
And I thought whores was rude.
I'll top it.
What kind of ladies are out? Like, what's a... There's certainly styles of ladies.
Who's that lady?
Lovely lady.
Eat the ones with, like, huh?
Nothing.
The lays on the rearview mirror.
Yeah, what does that say about a person?
Usually says they're hot, but, like, 12 or something?
Yeah.
Doesn't it? Like, you can't have the tassels from your fucking graduation or whatever, and, like...
Yeah. Or beads. No beads.
Beads, yeah. I just got back from Mardi Gras. Woo!
Nice for a one-night stand or something, but...
Perhaps. Not really into that, but perhaps.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
If you're into that.
I found a couple ladies in, like...
This is another example of why you're not a fucking bachelor. Bachelors are totally into one-night stand.
Okay. I don't know what the hell you're doing here, to be honest.
I've seen some ladies in big beat-up trucks.
Ladies.
And that might be the hottest it gets.
Yeah, because she can, like, I don't have time to change the alternator this weekend. That kind of thing?
Maybe not that.
Somebody to help with the dishes? Take out some trash.
Do a little laundering. If she's driving a beat-up truck... Is she taking care of the truck herself?
I think the truck just works.
Oh, right.
I don't know.
I just figured.
Really thought about
it. You know, if her daddy's keeping her truck running.
Oh, that's no good.
Yeah, you don't want one of close fathers. That's never.
That's the first question I ask when I see her get out of the truck. Like, hey, did your dad fix that for you?
What's your relationship with your father? Before daddy we go any further with this,
none. Oh, sorry, not my type.
And although, for a one-night stand, I'm not really into those, but...
You do have the beads.
We're both here.
Ooh, and a lay.
Hippie bumper stickers, I think, are out.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. I don't think I can manage that. There's this fucking chick that had her shit laid, like, just plastered. I saw a couple days ago. Granted, she wasn't hot, but... Yeah.
She would have too much to say. And you would disagree with, well...
All of it, yeah.
Most of it, at least.
Ouch.
What if there's just one hippie bumper sticker?
I can deal with that.
What is it?
Yeah, well, yeah, is it...
No, it's all away.
Visualize world peas? Because it'll pass.
Is it a peace frog? Because I would have to say no on that.
Yeah, what single bumper stickers would... Hello Kitty.
That's not a fucking hippie sticker.
Yeah, that's not a hippie sticker. That's like...
I'm sorry.
I'm Japanese.
Yeah, crazy anime chick.
Yeah, but if you see a Japanese girl driving an old beat-up pickup truck, go for it. Oh,
definitely.
I probably agree. I'm not into Asian chicks, but that sounds all right.
Yeah.
That's statistically rare enough that you have
to. Finding that is a feat unto itself, so why not?
That's what they call that in the underworld.
You bagged an albino elephant?
Totally.
You should have seen that Ford. It was all beat up.
Oh, that'd be even more rare. A
domestic. You think she was driving a Toyota? Or?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I guess I could see her. You know, a lot of Asians do drive the Asian cars. I won't lie to you.
For good reason.
I think I've seen a trend.
They're good cars, yeah.
Of course, I drive an Asian car. Yeah.
So do I.
Well, one of mine, but truck's an American truck, and I wish I didn't have it.
I got this shitty purple home, Toyota dude. Truck.
I mean, I love Chevy. They don't make pieces of shit at all.
Just kidding about it being shitty, buddy.
I think I'm any of the fucked up cars and a chick makes for a, like, I don't know how many steps that bumps a chick up. A lady, I'm sorry.
Just because you're like, she's not going to be high maintenance.
Right. She's probably not spoiled.
Maybe, yeah.
I think it's a good indicator of taste.
Sure.
That you're not into the common.
Yeah. Sure. Not concerned about having a crappy car. And
Cavalier.
But you got two possibilities, like, on the downside. She could maybe be a redneck, which I don't know.
I'm probably all right with that.
Or she might be a skeezer.
I don't know what that means, yeah.
Oh, like a skank.
Like that Muppet?
Can it be a combo of the two?
Yeah, skanky.
I think it usually is.
Yeah, it probably is. So I'm probably just, that's just...
A lot of overlap there.
Every redneck how much skeezer, but overlaps. Every skeezer's a redneck, is that...
Maybe. Well, a skeezer can
like
also...
Like the butterfly.
Skeezer's back. Probably more ghetto, I would say, than a redneck.
Oh.
I don't think I want the ghetto.
Some rednecks are ghetto.
Some rednecks are what?
Ghetto.
Why country and not ghetto?
Just not into it. I'm totally down with the country accent. I don't know. Dirty South, man. I'm going to be all right with that.
Well, I think there's a difference, too, between you can be country and not a redneck.
Could not handle that.
You know what I'm saying?
And ghettos,
okay.
Loose.
Yeah, certainly. Like having a ghetto accent or a country accent, but not a redneck.
Or even just being from the country, but being like, you know, not a redneck.
I think you should just look to nail art chicks. That's my type.
So hairy.
Oh, what? But
no. You don't
good,
know art chicks.
You know, I think a good thing to look for would just be like, you know, a vagina. That's always good.
The balls are usually turn off.
Yeah. Balls on a chick just aren't doing it.
That's the problem with your approach, is at least...
I'm looking for so many balls.
Well, I think you're going to find... My concern is because you're so respectful and not into one-night stands that you're going to invest a week and a half into something that's going to turn out to be a pair of balls.
I say...
Week and a half?
Two dates, you should know. Not
if she's got balls.
Not for the balls necessarily. I mean, you might not know. But if it's going to work out.
To at least see if she's got balls.
Yep.
That's a rough thing to say because no one can say that it worked out. Because by the time it actually works out, you're fucking dead. Or they died. You know what I mean? Like,
I think both have to die for a relationship
by
to
work. Workout,
right.
I mean,
you have to die essentially at the same time after a long, happy... Yeah, so you have to, number one, you have to get 50 years of marriage under your belt. Then you have to figure out a way to die at the same time that isn't murder-suicide.
But by workout, I mean just compatibility, you know. Like, whether you're going to be compatible with this chick.
Huh. Yeah.
Two dates? Yeah, that seems
reasonable. I say two dates. You know?
I say 2 minutes into the first date.
Yeah, sometimes.
Looking at things realistically,
sometimes
perhaps.
Sometimes girls have this layer, you know. It's like you gotta peel it back.
It just might take
the layer of skin
before you're like, goddamn, she annoys me so much, I can't fuck her.
And wear it.
All right.
Yeah.
Peel it back like a dress.
You can date somebody with balls, too.
It's inevitable.
I think...
Inevitable.
Sorry I put that cursor.
I saw Transamerica. It's just a numbers thing.
It wasn't a movie about planes?
I like Transamerica, too. I thought it was a good movie.
Hmm.
Was it Transamerica?
On Netflix, it...
Trains, Planes, and Automobiles?
That's it. Yeah. Trains, Planes, and Automobiles.
That was the best
in
the series.
That was a good one. That taught me everything I needed to know about women.
Well, about transvestites.
And what I was worried about.
The transgendered, I'm sorry. I think that's...
Steve Martin looks nice in a dress, though.
Yeah.
I've always thought that about Steve.
Well, fucking what's his name, too? Junk Andy. Is that him?
True. Oh, have I talked to you about my... Here's a weird thing about Twitter. You ready? Go.
No, I am.
The weird thing about Twitter is sometimes celebrities, normally you just yell at celebrities. Twitter, you can use Twitter for that. You can yell at celebrities like, hey, Steve Agee, fuck you, dude. You farted on my mom's face. That was a jerk move, and I won't be going to see you with Sarah Silverman anymore.
Did you name a celebrity?
In that
sentence? I might have heard one, but I'm not sure.
Wow, I thought I insulted Steve Agee, but...
Did you say Jim?
I was wrong.
So you told some dude that he farted in your mom's face?
No. Okay. I tweeted at Steve Martin because I'm reading his book Born Standing Up. Okay. The part where his dad beats him with a belt wasn't very funny.
Yeah.
And he tweeted me back, then you have no sense of humor or something like that.
Nice.
Porn. Standing Up.
Yeah.
Steve Martin.
Porn.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
But that's the weird part about
it. Weird.
Paint yourself into a corner there.
Yeah, name the book again.
Born Standing Up.
Porn Standing Up.
Born Standing Up.
Porn Standing Up.
No.
All right.
Born Standing Up.
Oh, I'm sorry. Born Standing Up.
You said it with a P again. It's a B, like bananas.
I say ready? P's like B's.
Born Standing Up.
Born Standing Up.
Like, no, that's not it. That's not the name of the book.
Oh, like The Born Identity.
Right. Exactly like The Born Identity. Just
B-O-U-R-N.
Born Standing Up.
Porn Standing Up.
No, you're not.
So what did you tell this guy?
I told him.
The Steve Agee guy?
Asian Steve?
Asian Steve.
I told Asian Steve.
Does he drive a beat up?
That I was real sorry about the nuclear situation over there. Which way is it pronounced, by the way?
There.
Nuclear?
No.
Nuclear?
I say nuclear.
Nuclear.
Yes.
Okay.
Nucleus.
Yes.
There we go. That'll help me remember. So, yeah. But here's the weird thing. So, Steve Martin tweeted back at me, like, acknowledged my existence on
the
social media thing.
Yeah.
But.
Really?
Like, I feel that way about it. Like, when it happens, like, my heart fucking pace
weird,
quickens.
Isn't it? Yeah.
What the fuck? Like, it's essentially nothing at the same time that I'm excited about it.
It's awesome.
It's nothing. It's less. Yeah. It's almost less than nothing.
Yeah.
But interesting.
But interesting, yeah.
What did you say to him?
I told him that in Born Standing Up, he, like, goes through, like, it's all, like an autobiography of his early days. And
his dad beat him with a belt.
Just once. He gave up on his acting dream, right? His dad, and grew increasingly tense. And then what? It came to a head. He beat the shit out of him with a belt. And apparently, the relationship was never the same until like 30 or 40 years later, just before his dad died. But I haven't got to that part of the book yet.
Just psychic book reader.
Well, what I'm
he says like a little throwaway, like it was. I always regretted that I never healed this rift earlier. Blah blah blah. He's a good writer. I mean, he's.
Yeah.
The book, there's several not funny parts of the book that are just really interesting. Yeah. Like, oh wow, holy fuck.
But what did
but
you
thought that was the funniest part of the book?
No, I text him that my review of the book so far, or I texted him. Yeah. I just fucking blew his shit up. I tweeted at Steve Martin that, I tweeted that I was doing a partial review of Born Standing Up, and the part where at Steve Martin to go's dad beat him with a belt wasn't very funny. And then I gave it the hashtag good read because I didn't want it to be taken the wrong way.
Yeah.
And he texts me back that obviously I have no sense of humor or something to that effect. Which I took as...
That's funny. Yeah.
Right. I didn't take that
as a
dick. He was just making a joke too. Yeah. So
that's cool.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
So, yeah. But it's not cool. Like, who fucking cares? Like,
no, I think it's awesome.
It is interesting, but I don't know how to feel about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think it should feel awesome.
I think you should ask him to play the banjo at your next birthday party.
He's really into the banjo.
Yeah. He makes goofy faces when he's playing it, though. Looks like a weirdo.
I haven't seen his face while he was playing recently.
Yeah, he does weird shit.
Oh, and then the other Twitter thing that happened to me was I made a bad joke about Liz Taylor as soon as I fucking saw that she was dead. The first thing I did was tweet an insensitive joke. I don't know why, but I did. And then I felt bad later on when I realized, like, oh, she was really helpful to people with AIDS and, like, wasn't, like, was, like, a good person and shit.
I mean, you can't make a joke.
Well, she has no reference in my mind at all.
Yeah.
But I know that people love her.
Yeah.
And so that's why I made it. That's why I made a shitty joke.
Was the joke good?
It was that I guess she first. It was a two-parter, right? So at first I acted like I thought it was Charles Taylor that died and said, good, that fucking tyrant fuck or something like that. Like, oh, wait, it's Liz Taylor. I guess her cure, I guess her treatment for alcoholism finally took.
That's pretty funny.
And two people yelled at me. They were mad.
Fucking whatever.
Who was it?
One guy was Mo Collins, but not Mo Collins from Mad TV.
Yeah.
It was funny.
Some random dude named Mo Collins.
Yeah, something to do with the. And he said, take your tweet about Liz Taylor down. You are not funny. And
I beg to differ.
It's kind of funny.
I think that's open to interpretation. You are not tasteful would have been fucking dead on.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No question there.
Yeah.
You should have just been like, you're not funny, Joe Taylor. Or Collins, whatever his name is.
But I tweeted back at him, thanks for taking the time to comment on, you know, to tweet at me, and nice. Good luck policing Twitter. I hope your thumbs are well rested. And then a girl tweeted at me that I pick on the dead because I'm too afraid to pick on the living.
That's true, though. She hit the nail on the head on that one, huh?
She got
it
to
is easier.
You should have made fun
it's
of
her. Way easier, dude. It's so much easier.
So I'll say something back to you here about 5 hours after I come and kill you. What's up now?
Nice.
It's at least easier to come up with jokes about the dead.
Yeah, right. And you don't have to worry about any repercussions.
Yeah,
the other week, I was making fun of Ryan White, like, all week.
Is he dead?
Not good. Who, Ryan White? Yeah.
Joel's got a five-minute bit. You act
the
like
the snowboarder
you
guy, right?
No, Sean White. Ryan White was a little kid. He got AIDS from a blood transfusion.
Oh, was it that Canadian baby?
Was it Indiana?
In the well?
He got kicked out of school because he had AIDS, remember?
No, there was a kid in Canada, baby Jonathan.
Oh, no.
No, it's not the same.
Amazing Jonathan?
It's not the same name.
Amazing Jonathan? I haven't even heard of that.
Did way too much cocaine.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that Amazing
Jonathan? In a well in Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was wild.
Yeah.
Right.
Escaped from the well. Well, magically.
Did so much cocaine that he floated up out of the well.
I'm bleeding.
He's the force.
Gotta keep people off PCP, man.
PCP.
He did so much PCP that he actually built a whole new world underneath the well. So, yeah.
Just start digging.
Crazy.
Trying to think of the name of the underworld
underworld?
I think it was just underworld, yeah.
In underworld?
No, not in underworld. In Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome.
Oh no!
Wait a minute, that's every movie. It's the one with the kid with the razor sharp boomerang, right?
Right.
Oh, okay.
So he killed kangaroos.
Probably.
Didn't
go into that.
Underworld and Demolition Man?
Yeah, I do.
It was a good Underworld.
Total Recall?
They ate rats down there.
Three boobs.
I thought Total Recall also.
They had Underworld and Total Recall?
That was just that creepy place. Yeah.
Three boobs.
Yeah, chick with three boobs.
Underworld?
It's got
snorting coffee.
Remember Cool World?
Can we change the name of the show to Three Boobs?
Sometimes four.
Snorting coffee off Three Boobs.
Three Boobs, snort coffee.
Fucking Demolition Man was a decent movie.
You know, a lot of people hated on it, but I watched it.
Which dude was that? The black dude or the white dude?
It was
okay.
It
was
both in prison.
It was both dudes.
The big goofy white dude too?
Snipes and some...
Yeah, that dude.
Do you remember the part where Sylvester Stallone had to wipe his butt with seashells?
He did something with it. Yeah.
I swear to God, in that fucking movie.
Yeah.
Remember the part where every restaurant was
Taco Bell. Oh, it's such a good movie.
How could you not love that movie?
Even makes a statement on corporate America. Think about it.
The car that fills with foam when you wreck.
Doesn't he take a guy's eye out for a retinal scan too?
Yeah, I think
that's pretty bitching.
Yeah.
Remember how they had sex?
I don't remember how that.
They didn't have sex. They wore these helmets. And they, like,
I do remember that. That's just gay.
Yeah, it was.
What the hell?
Skipping out on a good nudie scene.
Yes, that's exactly an easy way to cheese out of a good nude scene. Like, come on.
Is that Sandra Bullock?
Yep.
Oh, Christ. That's really? The worst movie, I guess.
Did take it down a notch.
No way.
Oh, but the president in that movie was,
Martin Sheen.
No,
Always Martin
Sheen. Charlie Sheen.
Oh, shit. Schwarzenegger. Mm-hmm. It was interesting, though, because he wasn't actually in the movie, but he was on TV, you know, in the movie.
Oh, huh. It's kind of like a cameo.
Kind of weird, yeah.
Nice.
So, like, they actually weren't in the movie together, you know, because everybody already...
He just recorded his part from home. Right, what the fuck, I mean?
Get technical about that shit.
Specs. Not three boobs, though. Mm-hmm. Regular number of boobs.
What did Wesley Snipes go to prison for?
Tax evasion.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Which is probably, soon, right? I don't know. I think his case was literally somebody told him, like, no, man, it's not even in fucking Constitution that you have to pay taxes.
Yeah, probably.
He fell for that? Ah, oh, crap.
I heard that on some podcast. It's so, like, yes, yeah, that's absolutely true.
It's not, but there's still laws.
You don't have. You can challenge that all the way up to the Supreme Court, man.
It's not the Constitution that I have to go a certain speed limit.
That's true.
Man, there's a lot of things not in the Constitution. They didn't get around to covering a bunch of shit.
It's my freedom of speech, damn it. I go as fast as I want. Whenever I want, wherever I want.
Because when I speak, the speech that I want protected is me talking to myself at 80 miles an hour down the highway. That should be protected, just like hate speech, just like anything else. Freedom of speech.
If I want to go 80 miles per hour, drive to some dude's house, burn a cross in his yard, and then drive 80 miles per hour back, I can do that.
I have my
rights. That's the right to assemble. That's right.
I love hate speech.
That's the Second Amendment. With the gun.
Every now and then I think I hear an egg timer.
It's kind of weird.
Just ingrained.
Just an egg timer. Not just a regular timer.
Tick,
an egg.
Tick, tick, tick. Like the click of it.
Yeah. It's especially weird if you don't know that we used to use an egg timer to time our shows.
Huh.
So.
That is weird.
Yeah, you must have been thinking, that dude's
I'm like
freak.
Peter Pan
what
that
the
way.
Hell?
What no, no, no. I'm like Captain Hook that way.
All I hear is a laptop fan.
Yeah.
Or that guy in the Edgar Allan Poe poem.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, fucking yeah.
Telltale Heart.
Yeah, that's the one. The radiator's leaking. That poem, you remember?
Wait, no. Never mind.
Fuck, it's this getting the floor all wet and shit. Hark the Raven. This is bullshit.
It's a great poem.
This is some of his rare prose work. Oh, shit. Who sounds like they know something about poetry now? I'm not sure what prose means.
Opposite of cons. You guys want to say bye? Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Tell some folks. Snort Coffee's a good name. .com. At there.
At there as well.
At where, there?
At Snort Coffee.
Oh. I thought we got at there. Because that'd be good.
Only. Might be there.
Maybe. And then everybody'd spell it wrong. They'd be like, there, they are. What?
I always put the I first on accident.
Oh, that happens.
Call a phone number. It's 937-551-1040.
Easy.
So easy.
We did it! We fucking did it!
Finally.
Somebody just has to raise their hand.
There you
That's
go.
It.
Yeah.
It's the whole thing.
Yeah.
A lot of times, the number is really easy to remember. It's 1040. That form.
Easy.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So, but every time, we never can.
Easy?
What if you
easy.
Trouble.
Right.
That reminds me of when we used to close the shows by
easy.
Going, goodbye. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
No, yeah, we took it in a monk direction.
Yeah.
It did go monk.
It was far
no, it was
yeah. Trying to.
Snort coffee.
Snort coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah. Snort coffee.
Snort coffee. Bye bye.
What else you got to do with your nostrils?
Show or?
I'm probably good.
Yeah, I think so too.
I can go two more. Anybody else? We haven't hit half of my show topics, dude.
Is your fridge running? That's one I got right here. I got a big list of shit, but it's all hokey.
Like a list?
100. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's got potential, but fucking. Like yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Yeah. I think we need to commit to words in a bag and a hat. What?
Bag and a hat.
Just one of the two of those last
well,
things.
There's a random. There's an app for that.
Just random.
Random word generator. Yeah.
Huh.
Random suggestion generator. Something like that.
I don't know where you go, shit.
I don't know how random that's gonna be. I don't believe in randomness. Yeah, maybe.
Chaos theory, right there.
Yeah. It's all perfectly random. A little too random, if you ask me.
Yeah, that's why I almost think, like, I've been looking into taking an improv thing, just to try to get some, try to think about it in these terms, because I don't have any fucking interest in getting mm-hmm. a stage with a team yeah. of people and never, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
I hope my improv coaches don't hear this, but that seems fucking pointless as shit.
Does seem gay.
But this is just a type of gay that I'm into. Okay. Like, if that's gay, this is just a different type. Everything's gay. Yeah.
Sure.
So, I feel like it could work, but it certainly didn't.
Backwards interview will probably go better once you just get used to it.
Right.
And that's got potential. I don't think I realized it ended like that.
It's and like I said, I haven't even seen a backwards interview done.
Yeah.
I've just read, you know, there's a game list online, and there's shit tons of them. But what we tend to lean toward is a Herald form, such a fucking nerd, which is like, we're essentially all doing these little monologues, and then we sort of get it, like, you know what I mean?
No.
Sometimes those weird, like, robot with the mouth
yeah.
things, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Happen.
Yeah.
But outside of that, it's just all just almost free association, really.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
The random show note thrown in there to spark things up.
Make it a pain in the ass for Austin to have to make a fucking link. I miss when the show notes were handwritten. I thought that was dope.
Miss?
This clickable region.
What?
It's so sweet.
Is it still that way?
Yeah.
How the fuck is it still that way? You're looking at it now on the computer.
That's different show notes. These right. are just these are topics.
Oh, okay.
I don't have the no.
So you scribble down the notes still?
Yeah.
I'm such a horrible cast yeah. member, dude. I haven't even been to the show page. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
I think it's a good look. Yeah. That's why I don't look at it.
Yeah. I agree.
Don't want to ruin it for yourself.
I don't want to yet see it too often. It's like Purple Haze. I don't even want to fucking hear that song anymore. But
it's reasonable.
Never happens with the show notes.
Yeah, but that was a good opportunity for me to have an out with Snort Coffee to not do that anymore.
What? Oh.
To not write out show notes. But
now you still write show notes. Do that, I said I like it.
I didn't realize you were getting out of show notes.
No, I wasn't.
Oh, right.
That was just a good out if I wanted to.
Still could take it.
The next couple shows that are going to be released, like, real time now, short show note lists. It's all fucking quotes. It's all funny, stupid shit we said.
Those are funny. I think the titles are funny, too. Like, just to pull something. Like, I always use Lesbian Emergency as my example.
Yeah.
Like, a favorite title.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't. in context, it barely makes sense. Yeah. But out of context, it's just like, it's crazy. And like, you would never, it's so fun. I love it. Makes me laugh. And it's got a ring to it.
Definitely.
Came in second on our idea for naming the show. Four dudes podcasting alone in a room is a flat out lesbian word.
All right, gang, you ready?
Yeah.
See ya. Last see ya. See ya. See ya.
See ya.
See ya.
Fuck.